WHV. Hello, Tom.
This is Tom. Now, I can't remember your name this morning, but that's nothing unusual. I'm old.
I think we've only spoken a couple times. My name is Nick.
Oh, Pendleton Nick. Am I correct in that?
Yes, sir.
Didn't lose it all. Good morning, Nick. Sorry about that. I knew I heard the call sign before. Well, let me turn this radio down in the background. The wife and I are headed over to Spartanburg to go to Sam's and then over to Costco's. Which they got a sale on there, so I bet that's a zoo. How's your day going?
So far, just being busy this morning, doing a little bit of work, and now lunchtime's rolling around. It's trash day for us, so I spent the last 10-15 minutes rounding up all the trash and putting it out by the street, so glad to get that stuff out of here.
Great minds think alike, because that's exactly what we done this morning. We have a processing station, or compactor, if you will, that's about 2 miles north of us. And so, Bernice had everything in bags, and we loaded them up and took them to the dump, I call it. They're very nice people, and very nice amenity that we get with our taxes. And we got that done, but it's dice 2 miles up, 2 miles back, and just back in and toss it in the compactor. Fact is, sometimes you got to wait in line a little while, but today there was only 2 cars ahead of us, and they were pulling out.
I think the closest facility to me is the one that's on Mance Jolly Road, about 15 minutes, maybe 10 to 15 minutes away.
Not too bad, but you're working in that, and we're not, and we have the time, and it's not a chore so far. And we're able to do it. Now, someday it'll come that we won't. We used to have it dumped, but I don't know. We just do it now that I'm retired. And, boy, they keep that place squared away, too, Nick. It's not dirty or anything like that. It don't stink 99% of the time. And the people are very helpful up there. And they got different places to put different things. Well, we just finished breakfast, had eggs and sausage and hash browns and toast with homemade raspberry jelly on it. Hard to beat that, ain't it?
Making me jealous over here. We're coming up on lunchtime. I'm going to meet the wife over at Jersey Mike's in Clemson and grab a sandwich.
Heard of that. Is it a pretty good place to eat?
I think they probably have some of the better subs around, if you like the sub sandwiches. Yeah, fantastic. Really don't have any complaints.
I don't know if they have one of those in Greer. They do? Where's it at? Off what? It's not very far off, Bernie says, up on Wade Hampton, so we'll give that a try. Yes, we do. We get an Italian sub from Walmart every once in a while. We went to Firehouse Subs last week, and you know, it wasn't even close to how good it is right there at the Walmart store in Taylor's. I was surprised. I'm not talking them down. I'm sure they got good things, but the Subway was much better.
They stepped up their game lately. I've enjoyed going there again recently. Also, Jersey Mike's does some hot subs, too. They have, like, a steak and cheese sub that they do on a grill right there where they shave the roast beef really, really thin. It's pretty good, too.
Well, you know, Nick, we get an Italian, and we get the big one, and then they cut it in half for us and buy us a bag of chips. And I usually get a Sprite or something, but Bernice just gets water. It's very reasonable. They're not at all expensive. I see one of those Q codes or whatever they call them, QR codes on TV where you can get 20% off, but I ain't gonna fool with that. I'm not a big telephone guy. I got an iPhone 14 Pro, but I just don't mess with that. But they're nice people, and they put whatever you want. It has pepperoni, we get pepper jack on it. We don't like things that are really, really spicy, but we like them moderately spicy if they have them.
It has some peppers they can put on there, and they got the jalapenos. They do have an Italian sub, and it's got some really nice in front of you when you order. That's always good. I think the one bummer is it's pretty expensive. The sandwiches are much larger, but I want to say that, like, the big one is, like, maybe around $12 or $13.
That don't scare me off. It's not too bad. Everything's higher. We're trapped in the right lane here, and it's getting rough, so I'm going to get out of it here if I speed up a little. But there's a big semi up there going up towards the top of a hill, and you know how that works out. Yeah, that wouldn't scare me off. That sounds good. I still like giving $100 for something that's way too big for us elderly folks, and I don't really need it, and I'd rather get something I want that's wholesome and good.
I think that the 6-inch or the regular that they have is somewhere maybe around 8 inches or something like that. It's a good bit bigger than the 6-inch that Subway has, and the giant that they have would be two of the regulars. So, you know, my wife and I split a giant and usually have some left over.
Subway, and you can just pick out what you want, you know, cucumbers, onions, what else, Maurice, they put on it, tomatoes, and then they put that dressing, honey mustard, we like that on it, and we're not big ones to go out and eat, but if we're down there shopping at Wally World, might as well, it's real handy as you come out.
Signed up for Walmart Plus, and let me tell you, it's been pretty excellent so far.
I don't know what that is, but they probably give you rebates or something. We use Sam's card a lot. It's a Visa card. We don't use it a lot. We get gasoline with it, and then we use it at Sam's. It's one notch up from the bottom. It's not the highest. I ought to cancel the one at Costco. I always said I like Costco better, and Bernice, she likes Sam's better, but I will not go down on Woodruff Boulevard. I'd rather take a bullet. Occasionally we have to go to a doctor down there, but it's not actually on Woodruff, but you have to get on or cross it and all that. So we come over to Spartanburg. It's a lot better, except Sam's is hard to get in and out of the parking lot. They built the filling station there in the wrong place, the gasoline station. And people, they'll block it up, clear up to Academy. And you just, there's no way to get around them. You just got to sit there and wait. And they're sitting there blocking to save 2 cents on gas or something. I know it's probably more than that, but I don't care. It's kind of stupid if you ask me. Your time's worth something.
Yeah, I know what you mean. With the, I was talking about Walmart Plus earlier. It's a membership, and you get 10 cents off per gallon at all the Murphy USA stations. But that other place, the Costco out there on Woodruff, it's a nightmare getting out of, in and out of there, too.
Absolutely. Agree with you 1,000%. It looks like Lidl's is busy. Well, I'm getting into traffic here near Sam's, Nick. It's been a pleasure talking to you, and thanks for jumping in there and riding along. Always enjoyable. KQ4QHV, if I got that right. This is N0TR. You're going to have to get a shorter call sign for us old folks, Nick. 73, N0TR.
Need to get my general license first. I hope you and Bernice have a wonderful day. Enjoy your lunch, and good talking to you as well, and I'll be clear. KQ4QHV, 73.